Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, Kid Nation, we're looking for your hashtag winter problems so you could skip winter, because winter is coming and Visit Florida wants you to not deal with it. Got some examples here just in case you need a little motivation.
Okay.
Chance wrote us and said, "Hey guys, I'm a farmer in the Texas Panhandle, and harvest season is upon us. I'll be stripping cotton this winter and freezing my butt off every morning when I clean the stripper." That's a thing?
Repeat that last line again.
"And freezing my butt off every morning when I clean the stripper." Is that a thing?
Why are you looking at me like I know?
Is that a tool?
No.
Hashtag winter problems. Hashtag freezing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cheddar says there it is a thing. Okay, it's a tool. All right.
Here's one from Kim. From Kim Haynes. She says, "Hashtag skip winter problem with my son asking me every time the weatherman says there's a chance of any precipitation if his school is closed. Also skip winter as he is now driving." He just turned 16. "Which is frightening, and as if the weather does get bad and school isn't closed." So hashtag skip winter problem.
And one more here from Megan, because I think a lot of us deal with this at the office. Megan says, "My coworker keeps it on 67 degrees in our office. My three other coworkers are freezing too. One of them, no joke, came dressed in full camo hunting gear the other day just to stay warm. But only the ice queen knows the password to the thermostat and will get mad if you ask her to turn it up or turn it on your personal heater. I can't take it anymore. My ultimatums are to find a new job, physically fight her over the thermostat, and have to find a new job afterwards, or choose to skip winter. So please save me. Hashtag winter problems for Megan."
Man.
That's a good one,
Megan.
An
office bully that always gets her way. Right. That's me.
Yeah, it is.
Luckily, you like the temperature around the same level we like it.
You know, I get a little hot sometimes in here, and I ask, would y'all mind bumping it down? But I don't go over there and just, I always ask, right? Mm-hmm.
You do.
Not mean about it.
Well, there was one time you set the temperature on the thermostat, then you ripped it out for the wall. So
there's that one time.
And then you took it home with you. That was crazy. Other than that, you're pretty pleasant.
Thanks, JC.
All right, 40 minutes away, we'll give away one of these trips thanks to Visit Florida. But right now, how about we get into some midweek update action? So SNL's back. They'll give you the weekend update. But what about during the week?
Yeah, we need updating all the time.
Yeah, I mean, we can't just go an entire week without knowing what's been happening. So Anna decided to take it upon herself to give you the midweek update.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Rise and shine. We're here.
Rise and shine.
Yes, thank you. There's this viral video of Kylie saying "Rise and Shine" to Stormy. She just like walks in and sings "Rise and Shine." And I watched it last night at like 11 p.m. and I was crying laughing. It was so funny.
Okay,
Rise and Shine.
It's being turned into a meme. So people have been changing like what like is in place of Stormy. They've been like remixing it, doing like dubbed versions of it. I don't know.
She's very soulful.
It doesn't sound bad.
Rise and shine.
All right, go. Kelly, your turn.
Rise and shine.
Nice job. Okay, Al. Nice.
Rise and shine.
Nicely done. Anna.
Rise and shine.
JC.
Rise and shine.
Oh, yeah. Remix.
Yeah, I got to go a little hip-hop with it.
Yeah. All right. Ariana Grande posted an Instagram story. She said, "Kylie, can I sample this?" So that'd be really fun.
She should.
I know. That'd be awesome. Okay, anyway, that was just an intro. okay, so I know it's October, but Netflix released their list of their upcoming Christmas movies.
Okay.
Have you seen any of them?
I have not.
Like the Royal Baby movie, and there's one with Vanessa Hudgens, but I was reading the descriptions of it, and it made me laugh so hard. So there's one called The Night Before Christmas. It says, Vanessa Hudgens plays a kind science teacher who falls in love with an English knight who is magically transported to the present day, and she must help him get back.
Ooh. Oh, it's like Somewhere in Time with Christopher Reeve and Jane Seymour. Remember, kid, don't look at the penny. I bet there's a penny involved. I bet it's a remake.
Superman, Christopher Reeve?
Yeah.
Nice.
You don't remember that? That was his favorite movie.
No, I'm going to look it up now.
What would yours be?
He was transported back in time and to Jane Seymour's character, like in the 1800s or something. And then he reached in his pocket or something and pulled out a modern day penny. And that suddenly shocked him back into reality. Yeah, don't look at the penny.
So I took it upon myself to write what your Netflix Christmas movie descriptions would be.
Oh, yay! Sick.
This holiday season, get stuck in the suburbs of Dallas, a town known for spreading cheer, spirit, and seltzer drinks. Coming to a screen near you, J.C. Chavez stars in The Santa Claus.
Oh, I like White Claws!
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay.
I don't drink truly, guys.
Oh, we know. An enchanting and intense internet romance sparks between two strangers. Or does it? Big L Max stars in this holiday classic, You've Got DMs.
Oh. All right, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Kelly Raspberry.
Yes, my turn.
Stars as both the princess and the queen in this year's biggest holiday flick, A Sandwich and Some Love Actually.
Oh.
A beautiful holiday story about a blended family and intertwined storylines.
Yay.
And a magician.
I like mine.
There's some magic in there.
Hey, train.
In the house.
Okay, so for this next bit, I have the help of Rihanna helping me with the intro.
Okay. Okay.
Anna just wants to know what the people want to know, you know?
Y'all know?
Anna wants to know what the people want to know, you know?
So on behalf of Rihanna and everybody, I'm here to ask the tough questions for you guys.
Okay.
Okay, because the people just, they want to know. So Kelly, did you pull a Tanya Harding and sabotage Christie's performance as Lady Liberty? The people, they want to know.
Honestly?
Did you?
Or go for the joke?
Go for the joke.
Yes!
And it's also honestly.
It was the same answer for both.
Yeah, both of them were the same answer.
Yeah. Mike from The Bachelorette. Will you continue to ask out celebrities or will you get an actual career? The people want to know.
If you're listening, Mike.
Take it, Anna.
Give us a call.
Jennifer Aniston. Welcome to Instagram. Will your captions be 18 pages long, front and back? The people, they want to know. It's a Friends reference.
Yeah.
I need to watch. I need to
rewatch it.
Just watch it. Just go and watch the whole
show. I saw it once.
Big Al.
Yo.
You're entering another patio contest.
Yep.
But will you enter another hot chess contest? The people, they want to know.
I think I'm one and done.
Go out a winner.
I'll go out a winner. Because if I lost, I would be humiliated.
You should do a hot chess tour and just go to different bars every weekend.
Or I could be a walking, living, breathing decoration on my patio with the hot chest.
That's a great idea.
Please do that.
Do it.
I'm not going to do that.
Please do that.
I'm not going to do that.
JC.
Yes.
The people they want to know, are you still waiting on that high five from intern Olivia?
Olivia did high five me after.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she did. Eventually, Olivia high fived me.
Okay, good. Good. So now the people know.
And she said she felt really bad for leaving me hanging on camera.
That's so funny. I rewatched that video the other day and I just laughed.
And then I did the. Getting left when you're high and dry, when you're high fiving is.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's one of the worst things that can happen to you.
One of the worst things.
I didn't say the worst, but one of the worst.
One of. Right up there.
Yeah.
Right up with the most horrible thing.
Right up there with locking your keys in your car, Kevin.
Oh, it's up there.
Right up there. Yeah.
Especially if people see you.
Yeah.
Because then you got to do the.
Hey. It's pretty bad.
Uh-huh.
It's
tripping on the sidewalk when there's nothing there.
Oh, that's.
Or when you wave hi to someone who's waving at the person behind you.
I hate that.
Oh, that's
why I refuse to wave at people unless I know for a fact.
Okay, so the Oxford Dictionary added some new words.
By the way, I was being sarcastic about being one of the worst things. I don't want to get Nicki Minaj'd.
Oh. You didn't say ha.
Ha, 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 ha. Okay, go ahead.
Now we know. Okay, so the Oxford Dictionary added some new words. They added chillax and whatevs.
Uh-huh.
And they also added hot sauce.
Hot sauce?
How do they define it?
To the dictionary.
Isn't it already in there? Because it's something you put on your
They just added it. Various sauces made with chili peppers and used as a condiment or ingredient.
So it's a literal definition of the word.
The word hot sauce.
Playing.
Yeah.
What?
I thought so too, like saucin. But no, I guess it just put.
I guess hot was in there already. Hot. Sauce was in there already.
Uh-huh. And I got hot sauce.
Is there a hyphen? Oh, there it is. Okay. Mm-hmm.
There's a hyphen with hot sauce?
Well,
in the dictionary.
If you're going to, because you got to make it one word, right? You got to blend them together?
I would think hot sauce is two words.
That's how I write it, Kelly, but I think the dictionary would put the hyphen because that's what they tend to do when they blend the words.
Huh.
And that was a hyphen.
So it does have the hyphen?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, the more you know.
Interesting.
So in honor of this, I brought some hot sauce.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if you guys saw my Instagram story the other day, but I'm signed up for my boyfriend signed me up for a hot sauce of the month club. And so I get a different hot sauce every month.
Okay.
And the latest hot sauce that I got is so hot. It says so hot, it's spooky.
Okay.
It's ghost pepper.
So, and I thought, like, spooky season, hot sauce. If any of you are willing to try it, I have it.
I just had a sick feeling thinking about it.
Yeah, I did too.
Just straight up. I mean, Justin and I ate a hot pepper.
Oh.
What'd we eat? The
ghost pepper.
I don't know. Potato chip to put it on.
Oh, yeah. We like it on a chip.
Lays.
Mm. Yesterday, Lacey tried it. She was like, she didn't, because she saw my Instagram story and she didn't believe that I thought it was really spicy. She's like, oh, I'm going to try because I don't believe you. And then she started crying.
Is my hot partner in? Justin, are you in town yet? I feel like if I'm going to eat hot stuff, I need partners.
Yeah, does Justin want to do it too?
All right.
You want to smell it? It's a ghost pepper.
It's a Dave's Gourmet Ghost Pepper sauce.
I guess I should get you some water, huh?
Oh, boy.
Yikes.
Or milk.
It's got a little bit of the Louisiana hot sauce smell, but it hits a little bit harder on the nostril. All right, Anna. This is the one that was the hottest.
Put it on the board.
There's a warning label that says one drop at a time.
Oh, crap.
What?
I did two.
Two drops.
Yeah. Justin, you want to try it?
Give another chip on top. Make it a chip sandwich.
Yeah, can I get a chip sandwich?
Oh, Anna? That's barely anything.
Okay. What?
You put two drops on it.
That's two drops.
There you go.
Two drops?
I hope you think it's hot. Otherwise, I was just being overdramatic. What do you think?
It takes. Sometimes you have to wait a minute for the burn to sit in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah?
It's one of those where your tongue automatically just starts sweating.
Your tongue starts
sweating. Yeah, you know when your saliva glands just start...
Squirting
water out.
Yeah.
And it's getting progressively worse.
Yep, it's the slow build.
And now it's in my throat.
Do you want some more chips?
I got one right here. Justin, how you feeling?
Chill. I didn't put any hot sauce on. No hot sauce. Just like I didn't get to ask Chance the Rapper a question.
Oh, nice. About that. He says, what's up, by the way.
Oh, did he? Did you get his app for
his Fortnite name? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he DM you? No, he didn't DM you yet. I don't think he was on. And I wasn't on either. It's going to be difficult.
How's that hot sauce?
Not good, Al. Not good at all.
Is it fun, like, though? Are you having fun?
No, I'm not having fun right now.
What's the point of eating stuff that's just not fun?
I agree.
Okay. What am I supposed to put that on?
I like spicy, but I don't want it where it's...
I like my food to be a fun and pleasurable experience.
Right.
Is anybody going to bring me water?
Water does not help. Water's the worst thing you can do.
Yeah.
You need butter. You need bread.
Oh, it's getting so bad.
Dairy product.
My esophagus is burning.
No, it's hotter than the hot
chip
that we have.
Just from two drops?
Yeah.
Eat some more potato chips, honey.
That right here?
That'll help. Yeah. Help.
You're supposed to eat salt.
Huh? I thought sugar was supposed to do it.
Sugar can help. Yeah, bring him a sugar packet. That could help. Water's the worst thing you can do when you eat something hot because the oil and water don't mix.
Cool.
You need something to coat it.
It's good.
Oh, sorry, JC.
It's all good.
Now, if you're done with those Lay's potato chips, I'll take that.
Yeah. Bring those over here.
Oh, no.
Somebody bring him some sugar, please.
Something.
It's not anybody.
Tammy.
Olivia! Make sure you high five.
Right. Yay.
Thanks, Olivia.
Is that water?
It's creamer.
Oh, good.
No, creamer's good.
Yeah, you need dairy.
Has this hot sauce, Anna, been featured on Burning Questions?
Oh, on Hot Ones?
On Hot Ones, yes.
I don't know. I do love that show, though. But no, I don't know. This is part of my Hot Sauce of the Month club. It's so hot. It's spooky.
I don't like it.
How long did it last for you?
I don't like it. What?
How long did that heat last for you?
Okay. Not too long. It goes away, but I ate some yogurt afterwards.
Good. Why do I do this to myself?
I don't
know. You're a good sport.
Anna, are you done with the update?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know. Thank you, Anna. She'll be back again next week with another midweek update.
No hot sauce.
No hot sauce. That is hot. All right, Kid Nation, coming up next. I might not be able to do a show anymore because I ate some hot sauce. Hashtag first world problem. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Can you talk about what first world problems are, Al?
Sure. Those problems where you, let's say they're a problem, but if this is the worst thing going on in my world, I'm probably having a pretty good life. Hashtag first world problem.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you, sir. Again, give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I'm going to go fix my throat, and then we'll be back and take your first world problems next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah. All right, here we go, Kid Nation. It's time for First World Problems. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
By the way, thank you to all the Kid Nation members who gave me tips on how to get rid of this hot sauce feeling.
All right, how you doing over there, big guy?
Not good. It's moved down right here in the middle of my chest.
Oh, boy.
Is that heartburn?
I would call that heartburn.
Right,
sure.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
And yeah, it's burning.
Close to your heart.
It's not your fault, Anna. I feel so bad.
I feel responsible.
I felt like it was a dare. And so, you know me. I can't turn down dares.
You're so fun.
I dare you to give me $100.
She knows I can turn down.
Double dare to give me $200.
I can turn those down as well.
Triple dog.
But I did get some intel on what I'm going to be feeling later from someone who had the hot sauce. I will not reveal their name, but they said it was not good, and bathrooms are involved.
Burning coming out, too, huh?
Apparently.
Sorry about that.
I got a dentist appointment today, so my apologies. All right, Kid Nation. Got a couple text messages here that came in.
All right.
For your first world problems. Hey, guys, my brother got me hooked on flavored seltzer water, and I ran out of it yesterday at work. I had to just drink regular flat water. Hashtag first world problems. I can't do the, it's got to be seltzer alcohol water if I'm a drink.
Seltzer alcohol water.
Yeah, there you go.
That's just very generic, isn't it?
I got a new car with heated and massaging seats. But you can't have the butt massager and the back massager on at the same time. So I have to pick. Hashtag first world problems.
Well, why do they make you make that ultimatum?
Yeah, but can't I have the butt and the back?
Say that.
Go to the phone. Hi, Arthur.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going all right, man. You got a first world problem for us?
Yeah, I do. I was looking for my Alexa remote, you know, for my Fire TV, and I was getting really frustrated because it was nowhere to be found when I realized I could just yell out into my living room, hey, Alexa, turn on Netflix and play Pretty Little Liars, and we're all good to go. Who needs a remote?
Right? First, I mean, it's so cool that we can do that now.
Success story.
Yeah. You turned your problem into a success story. Good job, Arthur. You have a good day, man. Thanks for calling. Hey, Jennifer.
Hi, guys.
Oh, you have a an iPhone first world problem, huh?
I do have an iPhone first world problem. You sound very clear on this new iPhone, by the way. So I got a new 11 Pro Max last week, and my husband, we changed providers too, so it got shipped to our house, and he was like, we don't need to take it to the store to get set up. We can do it on our own. We're smart people. And you take a photo of your old phone. It puts up this glowing orb screen. You take a photo with your new phone, and it automatically transfers all of your stuff in your iCloud. Wow. Mine would not automatically transfer. It took like 48 hours of trying and failing, and so all I had on my brand new phone was just like the ability to call people.
Wow.
And
who uses the phone for that?
I had to like download apps from scratch from the app store every time I went to use it. It was the biggest first world problem.
Ew.
How'd you make it?
48
hours, girl. That's a long time.
I know. And then eventually my husband figured out how to download it from iCloud, and everything's fine now. I know your words, so.
Right, everything's fine, Jennifer.
He wasn't about to give in and take it to the store.
No.
He's like, I don't care if it takes me a week, I'm going
to
figure it out.
I can't give Jennifer the win. I got to figure this out.
You can't do that. I feel like such an idiot when I go to the Genius Bar.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, because I go for simple stuff. I don't go for really difficult stuff. Like, you know, phone won't turn on. I don't think I hit the power button, dude. Or yesterday I was trying to do a screenshot with my iPad. I couldn't figure out how to do it. No, because it's on the phone. It's one way and on the
you
iPad.
You can Google it.
Yeah. Or you can ask.
I Google.
Hey, Siri, can you take a screenshot?
Yeah.
I think you could do that as well.
I don't know, but I Google stuff sometimes and it teaches me how to do
all
it.
The time.
It's crazy how that works.
Even have YouTube videos.
See, I grew up with Samuel L. Max saying, Al, do this. Figure out, you know, and that was just a chain of command type thing. So I just ask someone.
Okay. Anna, what do you have over there on the Instagrams?
Yeah, we're at Kid Nation on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. I watch Dr. Pimple Popper and I want to pop pimples, but I have perfect complexion.
Lucky.
First world problem.
You need to start hanging out in the lobby at the dermatologist's office and picking up
strays.
Pimply lovers.
Pimply lovers.
Yeah, we should send someone to a dermatologist's office and just start asking random people, hey.
Set up a booth on the sidewalk before you walk in.
Hey, what's popping?
There you go.
What's going on? What's up, Karen?
Hey.
Hey.
All right, you got a first world problem for us. What is it?
I do. My son's school says that they're not allowed to have jackets with hoods on them. So that's all he has. So I had to cut the hoods off of all of his jackets because I can't afford to buy new ones.
Oh, my goodness.
Aww. How many jackets did you have to cut the hoods off of?
Like four.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Well,
I don't know why they can't have hoods.
And, like, two of them were brand new.
And you already cut them?
I did. I already cut them. Aww. They're not allowed to have hoods because they're considered distractions in class.
How am I supposed to sleep and not let the teacher know I'm sleeping if I can't put my hood up? You know?
Right.
Jeez. I'm sorry, Karen.
That's interesting. A hoodie is distracting in class.
I don't know how.
Because you're playing with the little strings?
Man, you used to be able to, like, the teachers that didn't let you have snacks, you could just put a bunch of Skittles in your hood. Now you're trying to act like you're itching and then...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the hood. The hoodie was the best, man. Yeah, they're catching up on that. Well, sorry about that, Karen.
Oh, sorry.
Trace Clive, you didn't know about the snack on the hoodie? Oh, dude. It was the best.
I didn't either, no.
Yeah, now you know.
It's a brilliant, brilliant idea. Yeah,
take that to school, kids. If your school allows hoods, put the snack in the hoodie. What's up, Jen?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Man, I feel bad for you.
Why?
Butch, what's your first world problem?
So, last night, I was able to take my baby boy to his first concert to see Baby Shark, and since we were in the front row, we weren't able to get sprayed by the confetti launcher. Hashtag the four problems.
It went over your head.
Oh, man. And you had to listen to the song.
Yes, it was amazing. It was everything. They loved it.
Aw, that's all that counts, right?
Yeah.
I refuse to take my daughter to the Baby Shark concert for obvious reasons because I will be singing the song. Is this the only song they do, Jen, or do they have other songs that they do?
No, it was probably like an hour, a little over an hour of the show, and they mixed it up. They had a bunch of different, the finale, it was kind of like techno Baby Shark, so they loved it. It was amazing.
Techno Baby Shark. Well, glad you had fun, Jen. Thank you for giving us that insight, because I know a lot of parents are thinking, I'm going to go to the Baby Shark concert, and it's going to be Baby Shark for an hour. But it's not.
Good.
Victoria, hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful.
You're going so awesome. What's going on with your first world problem?
So my first world problem is that I bought a home that was built in the 1800s, and it has a back stairway that went up or goes up to the old chambermaid area.
Yeah.
And the lighting is so dim that I need to use the phone flashlight to see to get upstairs.
How cool is your house?
The fact that you can say chamber area.
Yeah,
chambermaid.
Wow.
Do you know, do you have any hint that it may be haunted?
It may be haunted, and President Truman used to hang out in my house.
What?
Wow.
Where do you live?
He lived.
Now, where do you live?
His daughter actually. His daughter lived in the house.
But where do you live?
I live in Connecticut.
So cool.
I want to go to Connecticut. I've never been to Connecticut.
That's such a cool place.
Can we come to your house?
Absolutely.
Can we stay in the chambermaid's room?
Yeah, it's like 250 square feet.
That's pretty good.
It's my bathroom. It's my upstairs bathroom right now. So I'll just put some cots up there for you.
Is it creaky? Does it make a bunch of noises?
Sometimes it does. I have old radiators that make a lot of noise when the steam starts coming on. And it's a little bit like there's some areas that I'm like, I won't go in the basement at nighttime because I'm like, it might be like a ghost or something down there.
Yeah, oh, cool.
You don't only go down there in the daytime.
I'm picturing the house on Haunted Hill, that Netflix show.
That's what
show.
I was thinking about too.
As soon as you said that, that's all I'm picturing right now.
That's awesome.
That is great.
Yeah.
We got to go to Connecticut.
Yeah, I want to go see your house.
Raspberry road trip.
Thanks for the call, Victoria. That's a really cool house. That's a cool first world problem.
Wow. The history from that house.
Elia.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. How are y'all doing?
Doing awesome. All right. Share with Kid Nation what's going on.
Okay. So I originally bought last week. My favorite DJ is coming to Dallas, Texas for a show. And he's like my all-time favorite DJ. Side note,
She actually sings a Baby Shark remix. So it goes with the other lady that was calling.
Nice.
And I bought myself tickets, and then, like, a minute later, my boyfriend called me, and he said, look, I bought you tickets for the same DJ.
What a good boyfriend.
Yeah. So I have two tickets now for my birthday, because it's the same day as my birthday, and I'm going to use my ticket, and I bought him his ticket, I guess.
Oh, what a sweet gesture.
Yeah, nice.
You have fun. What DJ is it, Eli?
His name is Jaws.
Well, of course he did, Baby Shark.
Right, who's your second, third, fourth, and fifth?
I love him.
Who's your second, third, fourth, and fifth favorite DJ?
Yeah. My second favorite DJ would probably be Martin Garrix.
He's pretty good, yes.
My third would be, I'd probably say, Seven Lions.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Seven Lions.
And then, my fourth favorite DJ would probably be, I would say, Cascade.
Who's your
Al, she doesn't consider us DJs. I know you're fishing, but she doesn't consider us DJs.
So y'all are my all-time radio DJs.
Yeah. That's what
we
were
looking
for.
Please go to radiodjs.com.
Yeah, get yourself one of those. Have fun at Jaws.
So you saw where I was going.
I saw exactly where
it was
going.
Pretty painfully obvious.
Jaws. All right, Lindsay, hello.
Hi.
Hey. Hi.
Oh, congratulations on your first world problem.
Oh, what?
Yes.
All right. My first world problem is my husband got his bonus check in, and I went to deposit it on my mobile app, and it was too much money. They wouldn't let me do the mobile deposit, so I had to actually go to the bank.
Girl.
How much was it?
Ow.
How much was it? I don't know you.
There's a comma, of course.
How much was it?
It was
$40,000.
Whoa! Hey. That's a bonus?
What business do we need to get in?
Right?
What is it, sales?
Construction.
Because you get bonuses if you, like, come in under time and budget and stuff. Oh, that's awesome.
Right.
And you get all buffed, too.
What you going to buy with that bonus check?
We have a new baby boy, so I'm sure half of it will go to college education or something. But
who's your favorite DJ?
All of you.
Aww, we'll take it. Man, that was
40 grand bonus.
You need to start building something.
Yeah, man.
That's right.
I'm going to Home Depot.
Figure that out.
Stop at Home Depot. Give me a hammer.
I'm getting the tool belt.
Hanging out in the parking lot at Home Depot. Let somebody come and hire you for the day.
I've done that.
I don't think you'll get a $40,000.
You never know. You do a good job. You never know.
My uncle used to do that.
Wow.
All right, Kid Nation. I appreciate your first world problems. If we didn't get to you, it's okay. It'll be back next week. Make sure you give us a call again. Text us again. Keep us posted on your first world problems. But coming up next, we want you to skip winter because winter is coming and we don't want you to get all cold. We'll pick a hashtag winter problems winner next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You know, if you have some memory issues, you can improve your memory by going backwards. Stepping backwards for 3 feet sharpens recall, a recent study found. That's because it takes you backward in time to when you learn something, making information easier to retrieve.
So just randomly walk backwards? Or just when you're trying to remember something?
I think when you're trying to remember something, if you take 3 steps back.
Huh.
That's interesting. I'm gonna try that out.
Remind me of that later, because I might not remember, but remind me later.
Because I take medicine sometimes or supplements, and then I'll do it here in the studio. I'll be like, did I take it?
Isn't that ginkgo biloba stuff supposed to be good for your memory?
Ginkgo biloba. Now you made me ginkgo biloba, right?
Biloba?
I call it
beluga.
Ginkgo biloba.
I don't know.
All right. Well, Kid Nation, we want you to skip winter because winter is coming.
It's a real thing.
The cold air.
Yeah. Hashtag winter problems. Check this one out. Ruby wrote in and said, my hashtag winter problems are cold toilet seats. Waking up in the morning and putting my butt on a cold seat. Nipples constantly hard, impossible to take a hot shower because pipes are frozen, so you're cold and naked. I don't have central heating and air, so my house is colder than my refrigerator. Worst of all, my husband suffers from shrinkage in his manhood.
Oh, my.
It's constantly cold. I want him to win this vacation so bad so my husband and I can travel somewhere exciting somewhere we've never been before. I would also love to not have to worry about chapped dry skin or be irritable about our private areas on our bodies. Ruby, that's a lot of information.
That was a lot.
Jeez.
Oh, her butt does not have nipples.
No,
wait, what?
No, it doesn't, Kelly. Yeah.
Why would I ever say that? I'm sure there was a reason behind it.
I'm sure there was. But we do have a winner right now, correct?
Yes, we do. Who has the winner in front of them?
I do.
Oh, good, because I don't. Okay. I was like, I don't have anything.
The winner today is Christopher. Christopher wrote in and said, my hashtag winter problem is working. I'm a beer man, and I deliver. Rain, sleet, and snow, the beer has got to go. So it would be nice to take a break in the winter from all of that. Hello, Christopher.
Hello. How's it going?
Hey, Christopher.
Man, from my own heart, delivering that beer. Thank you for everything that you do, dog.
Thank you.
Are you Benny?
Buying it.
Are you Benny Keith? You Andrews? Who are you?
Benny Keith, sir.
My man. All right. We appreciate you.
How much beer do you think you move in a day?
Well, it's different every day, but throughout the week, it's probably about 3,000 cases.
Woo! Are you a big guy?
Yeah, how buff are you?
Muscular.
I'm good. I'm good fit.
Sometimes you see a small beer guy, but they got to lift those kegs, dude.
And they might not look incredibly buff when it comes to muscles, but when you shake their hand, you're like, okay, this guy.
Yeah. Brings tears to your eyes.
This guy's strong. Strong man right here.
But he's doing God's work, Kelly. He's delivering beer.
Yes, God loves beer.
Well, without Chris, we can't watch football correctly.
There can never be beer 30 without him.
Yeah, it can't be beer 30. I like that time. Yeah. Good time right there. Well, Chris, who are you going to be taking with you?
My wife and kids.
All right.
Your wife and kids. All right, well, you can take one of them, and then you got to pay for the kids.
That's right.
But we got you all set up. You're going to stay at the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel. You're going to skip winter.
Mm-hmm.
And where's that at, Big Al?
It's located in the heart of South Beach. Vibrant Art, mm-hmm. Art Deco District. That hotel also has oceanfront views, and we're going to hook you up with an oceanfront room at the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel. And the pool area is called Soak. They got this day bed that you really want to get hooked up with, and we got that. Complimentary photo shoots for you and your wife and the kids by Focal Point Photographers, and two tickets to Sawgrass Recreation Park, and that includes something that the kids are really going to love. The Airboat Adventure Ride. We've done that, and it was really, really awesome. You also get a mid-sized car rental, and it's all thanks to Visit Florida.
Oh, wow, that sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right, Chris.
Forget the kegs.
No, thank you,
nights.
Chris.
Well, Chris, you get out there and do God's work, okay?
I'm doing it right now.
All right, buddy, have a good day at work. Stay warm. And, Chris is off to skip winter.
Because winter's coming, people, eventually.
It is going to get here.
I know a lot
before
of people think, when is it going to get here?
I'm cool with it.
Some parts of the country are getting hit already.
The East Coast is, I think they have a warning. A winter warning already. So, I mean, it's almost here. And if you want to be a part of that, you want to skip winter because it'll be here before you know it, go to KidNation.com and tell us your winter problems. And hopefully you'll be winning a trip for yourself and your family.
And next week, beat the bank.
Beat extreme.
See,
dude, that is coming back. I know.
I'm scared to speak.
We're going to have to get back in the groove of being extreme.
Extreme.
7:10 and 8:10 Central. We're going to be hooking you up with a password. 10 minutes later, we'll have you call in. And if you remember the password, you'll gain access into our vault.
And there's 48 vaults this time.
Yeah.
And a lot of $5,000 vaults.
More than one will contain $5,000. You just have to stay in there long enough to pull out all the money, Kid Nation. So don't forget, beat the bank.
Extreme.
Not ATM, Kelly.
Like, seriously, it's like a problem.
Next week, Monday, 7:10 Central is when it kicks off.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Around this time yesterday, we were talking about double lives.
Yeah.
If you're living a double life. And we got a crazy amount of calls. In fact, they're still rolling in right now this morning, guys.
Really?
Belinda, hello.
Hi.
You are dealing with a double life situation.
Yeah.
Who's living the double life? Not you, right?
Not me. Okay. My husband.
Does he know you know?
Yes, he knows I know.
Oh.
And so what's the situation? He has another wife, another family, another girlfriend?
He has another wife, So we've been separated for quite a while.
Yeah.
And he actually hasn't seen our child in like almost 4 years.
Oh.
And I found out recently that he got married about a year ago. Oh. And she has no idea.
How do you get married to somebody else if he's still married to you? How do you do that?
He's using different name and different social to work and live under.
Whoa. So he is legally married to two women.
He's deep.
Yes.
Girl.
Is that why you left him, if you don't mind me asking?
There was a lot behind it, but yeah, I found a lot of lies that had to deal with that scenario as far as him working under a different name and social and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And there was a lot more behind it, too, but so that was a real kicker.
At a certain part, he was living this double life with both of you women not knowing, right? You thought you're the only one. She probably thinks, she still thinks she's the only one.
I don't know what he's told her since I found out. We haven't really seen him in a few years because of restraining orders and all kinds of things like that. But yeah, so now when I tried to serve him papers again, finally, he refused to sign any of them because I want full custody. He's refusing a lot of things.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't seen the kid in 4 years. What's he fighting for custody for? Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm. And I don't even think his wife knows that he's married. I was told by a family member of his that she thinks it's just a custody battle at this point.
Now, at this point, do you want to tell this woman? Because it's dangerous. First of all, it's not his real name, not his real social security. So
if you lie about that stuff, you don't know what he's going
to
lie
about. It's getting to a dangerous situation. Are you at times wanting to tell this woman what's happening?
Or tell the police?
Or tell the police?
Authorities, yeah.
Oh, I have. I've gone to the authorities. I've gone to social security. I've gone to all kinds of different forms of the government and reported it. And as far as I know, they never did anything.
Wow.
Like, it's not just him. It's another family member of his using that. They have a house under it. They have cars. They both work under it. They've both collected unemployment under it. Like, it's
straight up con, man.
Yeah. And so as far as telling her, I really want to some days, but at the same time, I don't know what their relationship is like. Apparently, he's changed. Apparently, he's a better person. He's a lot calmer. He's not angry anymore.
And come clean about your truth if you change.
Right, that's what he should be.
So yeah. I don't know what he's told her. They have a kid together now. It's getting all kinds of messy.
Wild. This is some wild stuff that's going on out there in the world.
I can't believe the authorities weren't interested in that.
And I'm sorry you have to go through this, Belinda.
You're the definition of it's complicated on Facebook.
I'm saying it's
very complicated.
Yeah, because it makes you can't date somebody and marry them because he won't let you divorce.
Yeah, and I'm actually in a really healthy relationship, and he knows the whole story.
Okay, good.
He knows the whole story. He's great with my kids and everything, and so like we're kind of just waiting until I can afford a lawyer to help me with the situation.
We're happy you found someone that is treating you the way you should be treated, Belinda. Yeah. You and your kids, and
hope it works out.
Yeah, I hope it works out. Keep us posted.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Thanks for sharing.
You guys too.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Hey, Laren.
Hey.
Well, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing great. So you have a pretty complicated double life story?
Yeah. Well, it's an ex-double life. Now I am squeaky clean. But I just wanted to give a perspective from somebody who was there, because when you are in that side chick position, it's hard to listen to happily married women because you're envious of them, like Kelly or somebody that's never been in that situation. But I just wanted to tell people that she's 100% right. The man never, ever, ever, ever leaves. And it's
very
not
rare.
Worth it. I mean, I feel like even in those times, the decision is taken from them, because either the side piece, leaves, or the wife finds out and she decides that she's not going to be second choice or have a second option. And so the man is like, oh, I made the choice. But I feel like even a lot of time that's not the case.
You're right. You're 100% right.
Yeah.
And so what I was telling Justin was that, me and my husband stayed together after the affair, and that was really hard on him, and it was hard on our marriage, it was hard on our kids, but now, I mean, our marriage is stronger than it's ever been, because we put in all the work to fix the problem that I created. Mm. But it's just it's not one of those situations that I feel like anybody should ever be caught up in. It is not like Scandal. It is not like that TV show. It is not beautiful. You're not sneaking kisses in the White House and with music playing in the background with Shonda Rhimes. It is absolute just horrible.
Gut wrench, not torture.
Let me ask you this, Lauren. When you're in the middle of this affair and you got your husband at home, and I think he seems like an okay, he's a good guy because you're still with him. What was your mental state like when you're going back to your husband from the affair you're having? Does it make you feel bad? Are you depressed? Are you okay? Is it normal to you?
Yeah, I mean, I felt horrible the first time I did anything. Uh-huh. But mentally, I think I sabotaged so much because I said, well, you've already messed up this much, and there's no way that your marriage can come back from this. So you might as well go to option B, you know, and just forget option A, because there's no way that that's still going to be on the table.
Yeah.
And so I made the situation worse by being really horrible and mean to my husband when he was trying really hard for me, because I was trying to push him away so that I wouldn't have to ultimately make that decision.
Wow.
I am so getting off the phone. I don't want to be in a relationship, period.
It's few and far between, and Lauren made it work.
I know. It just makes me wonder, like, on one hand, you have people that are like Kelly and in a happy relationship.
But not every relationship I've been in has been happy. I've been in relationships where I wasn't number one.
Yeah.
And I'm in a long-term relationship, but it's not like my relationship had its rocky stages as well. Everybody does.
But, I think we're created to be in partnerships and relationships, so you should strive for that.
Yeah, and fight for it.
You know, yeah.
I will say that prior to the affair beginning, our relationship was not the best. And instead of doing the adult thing and talking about our issues, we buried them. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the affair was a manifestation of all of the issues that we never addressed.
Yeah.
So I feel like if you're in a relationship or in a marriage that, you know, if you're feeling like you're not getting any attention, or like you really want non-sexualized attention from your husband, but you feel stupid asking for it, just ask for it and talk about it instead of, you know, waiting for some random person to walk in the door and show you affection. And then you're like, oh, my God, I did not even know that this is what I was needing.
Yeah. All you needed to do was talk, basically. Lauren, thank you so much. You have a wonderful day. Thank you for giving us that point of view.
Yes. That was very helpful.
He promised.
Thank you.
Justin made me promise to tell you guys that Justin's my favorite. I'm sorry. I love all of you.
Well, we still love you, Lauren. Thank you. You have a good day. Bye, Lauren.
Bye.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You know, we were just talking about double lives. And then I see this story that hit the news sites. So
it's time for tidbit news.
I mean, it's in that realm, big Al. Married couple in Oklahoma had an open relationship with another woman, but it fell apart when the guy went to live with the other woman. And then the other woman and the guy started arguing over chores. So he left. His wife came to pick him up. And that other woman that he was living with rammed into him on his motorcycle while he was driving with his stuff and his wife back to his old house. And then they stopped, and his wife and the new girl got into a fist fight. Both women were arrested.
That's a bad day all around.
Jeez. No, the wife came and picked him up from the new house. Wow. And then dropped him off.
Baby, can you come pick me up from my woman's house?
Yeah. Also in tidbit news.
Yes.
Did you see what happened at the NASCAR Hall of Fame?
No. What?
300 birds smashed into the NASCAR Hall of Fame in North Carolina on Tuesday night.
300?
Just right into the building. Boom.
What happened? They have any idea?
Tidbit news, Kelly. Tidbit news. All you got to know
is
that.
Is it like one of those maybe sheer glass walls and they thought it was...
It looks like a concrete wall and it's just a lit up sign, but you could see all the birds.
All the dead birds just lying there on the sidewalk.
Just chilling there.
They're chilling. They're dead.
They might be knocked out, Kelly. They might wake up.
Chilling. That's a new way of saying it.
Yeah.
Chilling.
And this is crazy. So imagine you work at TSA at the airport, and a guy shows up and shows you his passport. And because they got to look closely when you're traveling
overseas. They're
supposed
to do the job.
And you notice that the dude was born in 1896.
What? Is it a fake or is it real?
It was a real passport.
Wow.
The dude is Swami Sivananda from India.
Swami.
He was raised by spiritual gurus and has attributed his long life to yoga, food with no spices, and celibacy. He's 123 years old.
Why would you want to live 123 years with no spice and sex?
Get him some of that.
I mean, seriously.
Get him some of that ghost hot sauce.
123 years old. Nope. And my man, they did an article on him. The Mirror did, and he's doing yoga. He can do that Gandhi pose where you put your legs like pretzel.
Has he ever had a good salsa?
I don't know if he's had a good salsa. No spices, Kelly.
Picante?
Has he had a good? Well, you know,
that. Celibacy, Big Al Mac.
Celibacy.
Oh, speaking
I
of that,
know. What, I get it. If you, but I mean, come on, life is meant to be enjoyed too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not just long.
Yeah.
Yeah, not just long.
I know. I told you, I'm cool to check out at 80.
As long as you've had a wonderful, fulfilled life.
All I want to do for now, my goal, I just want to marry my son off and marry my daughter off and be at the wedding and give a speech.
I'll holler at you when you're 79. You might be saying something different.
No, I'll be good. Unless Chloe's not married, then I'll wait.
I see in my future being the greeter at Home Depot.
Or Walmart, too.
In the wintertime, I'll say, cold enough for you? In summertime, hey, hot enough for you? That's my job.
Wow.
That's what I want
to... I thought you were that guy that wants to tell stories and engage people.
Well, I do, but that'll be my opening line. Hey,
hot enough for you? And speaking of, you know, we were talking about earlier on the show about 10,000 hours that makes you an expert on something, and I said maybe I'm an expert with Kinsey, and a Kid Nation member did the math for me, and they said it would take me 36.56 years if it was 45 minutes a day.
45 minutes?
Yeah.
Wow.
So... turns out I am not an expert.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.